We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, this qualifies as Tigers news, and it comes to us from Tigers basketball beat writer Jason Munns over the commercial appeal. Rick Stansberry believes in Penny Hardaway and intends to return. Now, we have talked about what will be back for Penny Hardaway. We've done it mostly from a roster standpoint, but we also have talked about that staff. And John had his suggestions last week. We discussed to staff and sort of what Penny might need. And maybe a guy that's a little bit more of a bad cop. Now, Rick Stansberry, I don't know if he filled that role, but he was certainly very beneficial for Memphis on the court in terms of those first three games that Penny Hardaway was suspended. That included a win at Missouri, but off the court as well, particularly with NIL, helping with some of these, find some of these transfers, getting those guys eligible, all that kind of stuff. Know for sure that Rick Stansberry is very, very helpful in that department as well. So we've talked about you're trying to keep some consistency here. And the staff of late, particularly when it came to those, you know, former head coaches, whether it was Haith, whether it was Larry Brown, been a lot of turnover there. If, you know, things can always change, but here's what Rick Stansberry told Jason Munns. I'm committed to being here and helping coach in any little way I can to get this thing back to winning championships. I've never wavered on my belief and support of Coach Hardaway and the job he's done and can do. I have the utmost confidence that Coach can get this program back to prominence, and we need the support of the community to help do that. He talked about not making excuses, that Penny Hardaway never made excuses, that he was the same coach when they were 15-2 and ranked number 10 in the country that he was at the end of the season in terms of his demands of the team, those kinds of things, stayed up. Did talk about, though, how tough losing Caleb Mills was. And it is hard to talk about this season and what happened. If you're not including the loss of Caleb Mills in the story of this season, then you're not telling the full picture. That said, I go back to can't make excuses for this kind of collapse.
Right.
All put it on one guy that was certainly helpful, your best perimeter defender, a sacrifice guy, took that piece of that card out of the deck of cards. That thing folded pretty quick. But he was not the sole reason this thing ended up the way it did. That said, this seems to me like good news for Penny Hardaway that Rick Stansberry, your three assistant coaches, there's at least one that will be back. It wasn't so much, John, you and I, when we were having the discussion, I think it was on Friday, us questioning how useful a Stansberry could be. It was more of, what are you going to do with Faraji? What are you going to do with Andy Borman? Are those guys still providing what they need to in those very valuable spots? We've said that Penny Hardaway seems to have some areas where he said, I've got to be better, right? Hold these guys more accountable, gave away too many free passes. If he is incapable of doing that, if Penny is in his heart, a people pleaser, wants to make everybody happy, well, sometimes you don't have to change.
Right.
I mean, yes, adjustment's necessary, but sometimes you can't change. What you can do, as we've discussed many a time, is hire assistants that are strong in areas where maybe it's not your forte, maybe a little bit of an area you're weak. Go get you a junkyard dog. Go get you a barker, whatever that is. And again, you can do that next to Stansberry, I think. So, you know, whether it's Borman, whether it's Faraji, I'll be interested to see if the staff remains whole or if Penny looks for something different in those two spots. But I like the idea of having Rick Stansberry back on the staff in that lead spot next year for Penny Hardaway. Don't
you? Yeah, no, I think it's a really, really good.
It's a good development.
It is. Like, yeah. It is because, you know, listen, we have said this program needs some continuity. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that, I mean, like we talked about last week, I don't really kill Penny for the assistant turnover because most of the assistants he has hired, and maybe this is sort of a bug, right? Maybe this is a bug and not a feature. He hires assistants who are not long for the job, like in their nature. Rasheed Wallace was never going to be here. Mike was never going to be here. Rasheed Wallace was never going to be here. Sam Mitchell was never going to be here. Frank Haith was a former, you know, head coach. So I get it. But you also understand he's not going to be
Larry.
Larry was never going to be here.
Not for the long haul.
So I think what Penny has, he has almost kind of borrowed, which, you know, I don't mind. I'm not killing him for that, you know. But what ends up happening is Tony Madlock eventually gets a head coaching job. And so now you kind of look around and you don't really have that right-hand man. You could say Dwight Boyd, but Dwight Boyd's not a guy that would be hired to at another program. Like, he's not like an assistant coach with you on that staff. You know, Tony was that dude. And he got a head coaching job and he's moved on. And I think Penny has lacked that. Some of the best, you look around, bro, and some of these guys, some of these coaches that are still coaching have assistants that have been there for 4, 5, 6 years. That know the ins and outs, what the expectations are, you know. In Kelvin's example, it's his son, you know, like right. His son, and you know, that's not altogether that different from what Penny is doing with his sons. Just have to be players, but you look around, and I mean, I don't have all the lists in front of me, but I would imagine Rick Barnes has long time assist at least one assistant that has been with him for a long ass time, Greg McDermott. At Creighton, you know, he until Huss got his job at High Point, that was the guy for him. So, you know, that's just something that you need to have. And I don't know if Rick Stansbury is him, but the idea that you're going to have him for a second straight season is a positive development. That's kind of how I would leave it. It's a positive development because, okay, at least now you only had Frank for one. He left. He went to Texas. So, okay, now you got a head coach for an assistant 2 straight years. He helped you get players last year. I don't need any guarantees from him about how long he's going to be here, but it helps.
When you have this many holes, I just know from talking to Caleb Mills' agent, when you have this many holes, having a Rick Stansbury who can be the point man on NIL stuff is key. Again, particularly when you're in a spot like you were last year where you're going to have to basically be putting together a new roster. You know, you hope you can keep David Jones. Jordan's it. You got the two freshmen, or the two freshmen about to be sophomores, and Ashton Sharonfont. You got the freshman, was it Jared Harris, coming in. The rest of it's going to be all new. I like having Rick Stansbury on my team in terms of going out and finding those guys, figuring it out NIL-wise and everything else. Instrumental in it last year. Looked good on paper, realized it didn't come together the way that you hoped it would, but he can be instrumental in those things. It's not just what it's, you know, what it's looking like on the court where he can help Penny Hardaway, but it's so much so in terms of roster construction, finding those guys. He's, you know, he's adept at that stuff. And a lot of times the point man that these players are talking to when it comes to NIL. So I think this is a plus for Penny to be able to keep him. In fact, I don't know that, you know, I probably would have told you, well, I suspect Rick, like my man Haith will be out of here after a year, like we've seen sort of the transition.
Exactly.
So I think it's good. We talked to John, said it. Talked about consistency and keeping things in your program on a year-to-year basis, keeping Rick Stansbury.
It's important.
Good news for the Memphis Tigers, as Jason Munns reports. At least Stansbury right now saying he plans to return to Memphis. Did he make the tournament at Western Kentucky? Pretty sure it's
no.
And they were in the tournament this year. Still good news for the Tigers. Moving on.
I'm not going to sit here and wax on his
I'm just saying, it was weird. They're back in the tournament. They're in the tournament this year.
They made the tournament
after
this year.
After a hiatus, or the entire time he was there.
They barely made the tournament.
They barely made it there, but got in.
But they didn't do nothing. What did Rick do at Mississippi State?
Well, he did a ton of tournament runs.
Yeah.
I mean, a ton of making the tournament, right. But he never made it to Western Kentucky. It was one of the reasons why they moved on.
Yeah. And he had a lot of, I mean, he had crazy talent.
Yes, he did. He went out and got NBA guys.
Yeah.
Who
was the guy before him, though? There was Bassey, but I thought there was one more NBA guy. I could be wrong.
Mississippi State kind of let go of Rick because of the dirty pool. It really wasn't about the results. They were trying to clean the program up before they brought in Rick Ray, I believe, was who they brought in to sort of expunge it, and they weren't happy with what those results looked like when they weren't sort of getting players.
Rick Ray was god-awful.
He was bad. He ended up at SEMO. So, like, it did not go well after Rick Stansbury left Mississippi State.
He committed Mitchell Robinson.
Had him committed.
Yeah.
Never played there. That's probably who I'm thinking about.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, he got Charles Bassey down there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I believe Charles Bassey.
Not only Bassey, even in the leagues, he still, last I looked, he's a 76ers organization.
Didn't Rick get Memphis?
Yeah, he got them.
2021?
Bassey got them, didn't he?
No, what year was it? It was 2020. Yeah, it was 2020.
Remember, at one point, we had Lester on Bassey. It seemed like oh, things right. had gotten bad.
Yeah, Bassey had 21-14.
Uh-huh. He Ooh. Cut us up.
He also had Davion McKnight, who, you know, didn't make the tournament, but was at Xavier hooping last year.
Yeah, I'm not saying Rick's West Kentucky's necessarily better off without Rick. My point was, I've seen him back in the tournament.
Yeah.
The points.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Western Kentucky game was Bassey and that white dude, Carson Williams.
I remember him.
Who was just like getting all the rebounds and mm-hmm. just Memphis had no answer for him. They had no answer. Landers had 25 in that game. Boogie had 14. Nobody else finished.
Landers Nolly.
How about Landers? Flash from the past.
Mm.
Landers yeah, decent was a, year at Cincy, right?
Landers was a frustrating player to watch.
After he transferred? Yeah, he's frustrating because you would.
Yeah, he averaged 16.8 a game.
Yeah, they gave him all the shots he wanted.
He had. It was his best year of his life. 42% from three, 45% from the floor, 17 a game.
We're trying to get to the league.
It was the best game of his best year. It was a great year, actually. Like, if he had been that at Memphis, like, wow, they could have won some, like, actual meaningful games with him at the helm. Yeah, his second year at Memphis, he only averaged 9.8 a game on 34% shooting from three. So, I don't know what happened in Cincinnati, but he clearly was humbled by the experience at Memphis. And but how come nobody ever can be humbled by their stop before they get to Memphis? You know, it's always the stop at Memphis that humbles them, and they get better after. Like Boogie,
David Jones got better here.
Damian Ball,
right?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I would say he got more shots here, but his percentages were pretty good. He was actually not inefficient.
Bro, he's honorable mention All-American. He was fantastic. He was not that at St. John's.
Right. Let's see. Just to compare, he finished the season.
If they'd won more games, he's on one of those three teams.
He finished the season 22 points a game, 38% from three.
Let him in rebounding.
46% from the floor and averaged 7 points. It was far and away.
Now, that's what Nolly ain't going to give you.
Yes.
Is the rebounding.
He rebounded. He rebounded well.
He's a dog on the glass. Folks saying David Jones, he's not a dog defensive. He's a dog on that glass, though.
Yeah.
Like, he counts as a dog.
Yeah, but I guess you're right. David Jones would be the example of a transfer coming in and reaching the level that he had
it's
never.
It's crazy. It's not enough to get him on, you know, mock draft boards. To me, he had a good year.
Yeah.
It's good. That's, again, maybe beneficial for Memphis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.